You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Now, sometimes on outrageous claims, the claims are outrageous. And other times, I state the claim, and it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I don't know how many times you can go to this well, because every time you do an outrageous claim,
every single time.
Every time you do it, you open
right.
it this way.
Because it makes sense every single time. Anyway.
Right. That's fine, I guess.
Drinking from my well, it's like the Ring 5, okay? They've made a million Ring movies. They always go back to that well. That was a Ring reference. Go back in time.
Who's actually seen the Ring 2 through 5?
I don't think anybody has.
It's like
Paranormal Activity 7.
Right. Or like you ever seen Lake Placid? There's
no,
a Lake
I
Placid
not.
4.
Is there
it
really?
It went out to 4. I think it was like a made for Sci-Fi Channel movie. It's the worst. It's all right.
I did see Aladdin, Return of Jafar, which came out straight to VHS. One of my favorite VHS movies.
I'm actually okay with that movie.
Yeah,
I'm
cool.
Okay. All of the Aladdins are legit. But back to your point.
Anyway, my point is, when you look at the two greatest franchises in American sports, perhaps international sports.
Not international.
Fine, in American sports, they are arguably the L.A. Lakers, thanks to Dr. Buss, may he rest in peace, mm-hmm. and the New York Yankees, thanks to George Steinbrenner, may he also rest in peace.
Indeed.
Both of these franchises are staples in the postseason in
right.
their respective sports. And obviously, the Lakers have been a huge storyline all season, building an aged dream team, getting Dwight Howard, Steve Nash to go with Kobe Bryant, and not being able to put it all together, sitting in 10th in the West right now. I will say, though, as of right now, the LA Lakers have a better chance of making the 2013 postseason than the New York Yankees do in baseball. The New York Yankees will finish.
You love your apples to oranges comparisons.
It's not apples to oranges.
It's a little apples to oranges.
We're just strictly talking about making the postseason. Both of these teams.
But it's two different sports and two different like styles of postseason.
Who do you think has a better chance?
Several weeks ago, you told me I couldn't compare Jerry Rice and Randy Moss because that was apples to oranges. Now you want me to compare different coasts, different sports, playoff systems.
May I just state that one of your favorite sayings, you go to this well more often than I go to the outrageous claims well, and that is the context matters.
Context
well.
Does matter.
Context totally matters.
I don't understand
your
point.
In that context, you can't compare Jerry Rice.
That's
and Randy
apples
Moss.
To oranges.
That, in the context,
but
yes. Listen,
Manchester United,
we're talking
with the New York Rangers,
postseason.
That's legit.
Okay, I'm looking at this Lakers team that could trade Dwight Howard, that still has pieces, that is currently 3.5 games behind Houston.
Right, I mean,
tied.
You're saying make the playoffs. The Lakers are 3.5 games behind, so I guess maybe you're right, but I still think the Yankees will make the playoffs.
See, I don't think the Yankees have a chance.
See, you didn't think that last year, but
and
there we were.
And all they've done is regress.
True, but
in many spots.
They've regressed. I don't think they're that bad a team. I understand that.
Listen,
I understand the East has gotten way better, but I'm not. I have to get into this more. I'm not convinced the Orioles are going to be as good as they were last year because of how many one-run games. I mean, they had a minus run differential that eventually caught up with the Mets last year. It might catch up with the Orioles this year. The Blue Jays on paper look phenomenal, but so did the Red Sox after they got Crawford. There's a gelling period. There's a make the puzzle pieces fit together period. You might, so you don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect from the Blue Jays. On paper,
Blue Jays
look great.
Are a better team than the Yankees.
On paper.
A full season of Manny Machado in Baltimore is going to help the Baltimore Orioles. They are a better, younger team than the Yankees. The Yankees are old. Oscar Pistorius thinks that there's a lot of metal in Derek Jeter's ankle, okay? They have no third baseman. Kevin Youkilis is a shadow of himself. He really should not be starting every game, which you'll have
That's
to
That's a
be.
Bummer.
You will have the Alex Rodriguez storyline hanging a fog over this team. Mark Teixeira has been regressing. Robinson Cano is going to have contract disputes. What is Brett Gardner? Do we know what Brett Gardner is?
Come on. Gardner's center fine. Field? Gardner was injured, but he was fine. Granderson's playing center field.
Not according to Girardi.
Gardner and Granderson will play center field. Gardner will play it, and Granderson will move
over. I like
over.
Having a whole season
Suzuki
of Ichiro.
There, a whole season of Ichiro, that's going to be fine. Cano's you say contract, you don't think he's going to play for his contract? He's going to be fine.
I got some tightness in my hammy. I'm sitting down. I don't want to make it worse.
Teixeira is still a great gold glove first base. He's still a phenomenal fielder,
he
I
is.
Understand. But there are guys who can pick up offensively there. Youkilis is a bummer, I know. bummer. I keep going back there.
You are bummer heavy today.
There's still a solid pitching staff. I understand not great.
So you're telling me you have Phil Hughes, who has a bulging disc in his back.
Yeah, can Phil Hughes can we take care of Phil Hughes?
Yeah, take care of him by getting him off your team. He's a joke.
No,
he loses velocity every time he throws. He's never been that great. He won a lot of games one year with a high 4 ERA. You're talking about CeCe Sabathia.
Phil Hughes is a solid low end starter, and if he's not, put him in the pen and he's dominant.
Okay, fine. Maybe you put him in the pen. Your closer is 43. You didn't re-sign Rafael Soriano.
Oh, that's
CeCe Sabathia is not going to age all that well. The guy weighs 552 pounds.
I'm just going to take your word for that. He's still a great pitcher.
He is. I mean, yes.
You're saying it's
but like... But you're not talking about Cy Young CeCe anymore. You team that with the fact that Phil Hughes is injury prone, not that good. What is Ivan Nova? He regressed last year. Andy Pettit, is he going to be able to pitch more than 5-10 starts in
Nova
the season?
Nova regressed last year?
Yes. Nova definitely regressed last year. Look at the numbers. I don't look at that pitching staff. I don't... Normally, with a New York Yankee team, you say one thing is elite, at least one thing, probably multiple things. I look at your bullpen. Robertson didn't have the same year he had 2 years ago. Could very well bounce back. He's a young guy. What are you going to get from Mariano? Is he going to stay healthy? He still wants to shag flies. That's stupid.
Oh, stop it. He's
42 years old.
What? You're talking like 42? Like we opened the show talking about whether or not Michael Jordan could play in the NBA.
Play
in the NBA at 50 years old. You said he could probably average double. You don't think Mariano Rivera can stand in the outfield and jog down some fly? But yeah, he got
hurt. He couldn't
hurt
do it at 41.
He got hurt. he slipped and it was an accident. Like,
but
you don't have
Mariano Rivera. Rafael Soriano.
Zimmer could hang out in the outfield and shag fly balls and be fine.
Yeah, well, Don Zimmer is an athletic freak, okay? Mariano.
He looked real athletic when he was getting
tossed on his head. There are so many negative storylines surrounding this Yankee team, teamed with the fact that they did not make good personnel moves. Last year, you talked about how great that team was in terms of hitting a home run. The only thing that they could do was hit the home run. Well, Swisher's gone. And I don't put much stock in Swisher, but Swisher batting from the left side in that terribly close fence could hit some home runs at a Yankee Stadium. Andrew Jones could hit home runs. Chavez provided power. Alex Rodriguez, for what he was,
oh, look, there are problems, source. and they're not the great team, but they won the division last year.
Right, and the division
and
has gotten
regressed.
Better. The Red Sox. We didn't even mention the Red Sox. They have gotten better.
Yeah, they've gotten better from what?
Well, we're talking about taking games away from the Yankees. I think the Red Sox are the worst team in this division. The Yankees are the second worst. And then you're going to be looking up, which hasn't been said in 15, 20, 30 years. You're going to be looking up at the Baltimore Orioles, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Toronto Blue Jays.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Again, all three of those teams significantly younger than you.
Younger,
better managed than you.
That's fine.
Better
so,
GMs
so,
than you
so
have.
So you want to say the Lakers have a better shot to win this year than the Yankees in 5 years? Absolutely. The Yankees need to do something about their age.
Time out. The Yankees in 5 years, open your eyes. Your whole team is old.
I picked a random number.
Literally every position aside from second base and left field, that team is aging.
How long have we been talking about? The Yankees are old. It's gonna dramatically affect how they do this season. No, it won't.
Yes, it did. It dramatically affected.
We did it 5 years ago. We did it 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago. We're going to do it this year.
What happened last year?
They won the division and couldn't hit in the playoffs. You think they couldn't hit in the playoffs because
I don't know. Because one guy's ankle exploded because he's 38 and another guy couldn't hit a fastball anymore.
No, he got booked for doing steroids again. Derek Jeter's ankle is really affecting his hitting. Granderson, Cano, who are both decent aged, couldn't hit in the postseason. You're talking about like Mariano at 45, well, he couldn't hit in the postseason, or Derek Jeter at 30, he couldn't. We're talking about Granderson, Cano, other guys who are young and could not hit in that lineup.
You're gonna tell me
that they're old, so they couldn't hit in the postseason? They won the division, Bricks.
No, they're. And listen, and they
yeah,
only
they're
got
old,
older.
I get it.
They only got older.
They've been only getting older for 5 years. I know it's going to catch up with them at some point, but...
Caught up. It is officially caught up. Not to mention the fact that who is your starting backstop? Cervelli?
I like Cervelli.
Cervelli's
awful. A solid defensive
He's
catcher.
He's a little rat, and he just got busted doing steroids.
Cervelli's a solid defensive catcher, and as the nine hitter, you could do worse.
No, yeah, I mean, not much. That's the thing. No. You look at those seasons where the Yankees were great, or even the seasons where the Yankees were good, the 2007 teams, the 2009 squad. Those teams didn't have a ninth hitter. You look at the New York Mets, and I'm a New York Met fan. Yeah. Okay, you get to 8 and 9.
Shane Spencer, that's your household name when they won.
Shane Spencer had a phenomenal run.
He had a phenomenal 3 weeks and was never heard of for the rest of eternity.
And I did not mention the Shane Spencer years, okay? I did not mention Shane Spencer.
Well,
I was talking about great teams, okay? Teams where you'd have in the ninth hole a Brett Gardner. Teams where you had in the ninth hole a Jorge Posada, for heaven's sakes. Francisco Cervelli. Are you saying, am I hearing what you're saying, that Francisco Cervelli is better than Jorge Posada? Is that what I just heard you say? Because that should have been the outrageous claim, Joe. Why did you keep that claim?
I didn't say that.
I feel like you just alluded to that.
I said that if they regress to the mean a bit, I still think they can. I think there are things that they can tweak. They can become a more, a less home run happy ball. We all know
they needed to become that, and I like that they're.
We all know
speed
that Granderson's got that in his game.
What game does he got? He was out all last season with who knows what, affecting God knows where.
Said Granderson.
I'm back to Gardner.
Gardner had a wrist injury. He'll be fine.
Suzuki. Really? He missed in a whole season last year. How many times did we say he'll be fine, he'll be back in 2 weeks, and then like 1.5 weeks later, it's going to be another 2 weeks? That whole season they did that. You don't know how he's going to recover. By the way, you don't know a lot of this stuff.
Guy
was never a fantastic bat to begin with.
This is all conjecture. I think he's going to be fine. You think that, I don't know, Derek Jeter's leg is going to fall off mid-season.
It already did once.
You're guessing that Robinson Cano is just going to decide that, hey, I got a bruised fingernail, and because I want to make money, I'm going to sit out. That's a guess.
Very possible.
You guess that Teixeira is not going to be a decent offensive player. These are all guesses, right?
You know how I'm guessing the opposite if I just say, hey, let's wait and see.
I understand
and then
that.
We check in 158 games later.
You can't sit here and say that I'm 100% wrong if I'm just guessing the opposite way you are.
It's what I do.
It's not
what I do. I ostracize and conquer. I believe that's a saying. Listen, I'm taking into account the fact that 8 teams out of every conference make the postseason in the NBA, and I understand that they have that stupid little one-game thing that I don't want to count, but I will begrudgingly count that. You still have significantly less teams that make the postseason in Major League Baseball. That is why I would say that the Lakers, who could potentially make a move here in the next day during the trade deadline, the Lakers who will now be playing for Jerry Buss, which I do think you have to take into consideration. Yep. Kobe Bryant has the highest regard for that man.
By the way, can I just point out, what's to say the Yankees can't make a move? Say the Lakers could
because
make a move
in the next
day.
Apparently
they
don't like doing that anymore.
$180 million isn't exactly like chump change. Okay, if the Steinbrenners wanted to get under 50, then we could talk. But they've set a cap at 180. What's to say that come July they don't go, hey, let's go make a move. Let's go get somebody. And they go get somebody.
That's possible, I suppose. But it doesn't look like that. I mean, you looked at a Josh Hamilton not getting a sniff from the Yankees. A Zach Greinke not getting a sniff from the Yankees.
Both of those guys have outside factors that you don't want to bring to New York.
Yankee West, I do agree. But you at least sniff them. You talk to them. I would bring in a Josh Hamilton, not for the amount of years that he got. The Yankees did not make any sort of a concerted effort to improve their team at all in any sort of a significant way. They are old. They are depleting. This A-Rod story will be crippling.
It's not going to be crippling.
It will absolutely be crippling.
It'll cripple A-Rod.
This is a bottom third pitching staff in the American League.
Do you think Derek Jeter gives a flying F about A-Rod? No.
No, not really.
They're going to be fine. I went Michael Jackson.
You did?
Just for funsies.
Speaking of wells that people go too often.
I got two songs for closing. What do you want from me?
A third song is what I'm trying to say.
What do you think of one? Bring it out here. I'm all ears.
I'm too busy making amazing, outrageous claims.
Yeah. Check us out on Sunday and the Cover 2 radio show at 11 on 104.5 The Team. Other than that, have a good one, everybody. We out.
Peace.